What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. Guys, I got another list for you all today. This is my second list for today. My list for today will be including my three New York Giants who raised their stock during mini camp this week. So without further ado, let's get right into it. It may have only been a two-day affair, but I'm pretty sure we all learned quite a bit from the New York Giants mini camp this week. The usual suspects put on the show, with the list of course, including Daniel Jones. However, there were some under the radar guys who impressed the coaches and fans quite a bit too. Yes, I understand it's still the off season, and we won't know too much about the Giants until training camp and the preseason gets here. But, there are still plenty of reasons to be excited about this squad, So these three guys in particular played strong over the past 2 days, which has surely raised their stock at this point. So here we go. Number one, I got wide receiver Paris Campbell. Throughout OTAs and minicamp, this guy has really been fun to watch. The key thing for him is that he's been able to develop strong chemistry with Daniel Jones. On Tuesday, reporter Dan Duggan said that Campbell caught four straight passes during a drive. That alone is exciting to see. The Giants obviously were able to land this guy on a cheap one-year deal, and his potential to be an impact player for this offense and Mike Kafka can't be questioned. This guy, he's coming off the best season of his career as well. Paris Campbell knew in his heart that he wanted to suit up for Big Blue, and his dream came true not long ago. Last year, he hauled in 63 receptions for 623 yards and 3 touchdowns. There's a loaded wide receivers room for the Giants. This is a very loaded wide receiver room for the New York Giants, which is definitely a first for this team in a while. It's been a while since the Giants actually had true playmakers. As Joe Shane made bringing in more pass catchers this offseason a priority. Paris Campbell, this guy, he's a player that fans are going to want to keep an eye on once training camp rolls around. Not only that, but several analysts think he has made the potential to be a breakout player for the G-men in 2023. Obviously Joe Shane will look like a genius if that ends up happening. Paris Campbell has a lot of people believing in his game, and his long list of fans is going to is only going to grow later this summer. So that's number one. Number two, I got safety Bobby McCain. When the Giants signed Bobby McCain, who played for the Commanders the past two seasons, no one really knew how good he could be for this Giants defense. Another player brought in on, this is another player who's brought in on a affordable contract. Bobby McCain has looked sharp this spring, and he's going to look to push for significant playing time once the campaign arrives. Now if you're going to ask me, could he end up starting too once the Giants host the Cowboys in week 1? Well, Bobby McCain, he ran with the starting unit this week at camp and this season. And his season on Tuesday was one to remember. You know, this guy not only intercepted Daniel Jones, but he also picked off Tyrod Taylor and took it back to the house for a pick six. You know, he also had a pass deflection. Not bad for a day's work, right? You better believe it. You know, Xavier McKinney had a starting spot looked up for this team in 2023, but there's surely going to be plenty of competition for the other job. Even if Bobby McCain doesn't win the starting nod, this guy has proven that he has what it takes to really help out Wink Martindale when his number is called. Now, Bobby McCain, he might not be a big name for this Giants defense, but I do love the fact that he's making a splash right now. And guys, last but not least, this is going to surprise you, but I got offensive lineman Ben Bredesen. Now, why do I have this guy on my list? Well, look it. Pretty much every single starting job on the offensive line is locked up right now. You've got Andrew Thomas as left tackle, Evan Neal at right tackle, Mark Golinski at right guard, and rookie John Michael Schmidt at center. So what about left guard? Ben Bredesen, this guy not only has made a great claim for the job, but he's also showing his versatility. You know, on Wednesday, this guy was with the starters at left guard, but he saw plenty of action with the number one unit at center as well at minicamp. Make no mistake about it, John Michael Schmitz will be the starting center for this team once week one arrives, as the second round pick was far and away the best center prospect in his own draft class. You know, with Ben Bredesen though, it would be a major surprise if he doesn't win the left guard job. You know, however, it's going to be great for Brian Daboll to know that he can step in at other positions too if he's needed. You know, Bredesen, this guy is a blue collar guy who has a bring your lunch pail to work mentality. You know, look it. This guy is not a superstar by any means either, but he has proven to be a quality. You know, he has proven to be a quality horse for this offense when he's been out on the field. You know, this guy is a 6'5", 315 pounder. Appeared in 11 games last season and posted 8 starts. He's definitely going to have an impact on this offensive line going into 2023. And yeah, guys, those are my three New York Giants who I think have raised their stock during minicamp this week. And yeah, guys, that's my second list for today. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys. Another thing I want to mention. This is why I love training camp. You know, because you get to you expect things that you don't expect at all, and this is the best part of it. You know, you get to see players who you get to see what players can show, what they can do. And, you know, I feel like that's the best part of training camp, you know, and you get to test their skills on the field against other great players that play the opposite position, you know. So it's going to be very interesting to see how everything goes down for the Giants, especially training camp and preseason. It's going to be interesting. But yeah, guys, that's all I got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed my list. Let me know how you guys feel about the players I have on my list, or if you guys wanted other players, if you guys thought differently, let me know. But yeah. But that's all I got to say about that. I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants as well, so stay tuned. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.